Morris Kelly one night when about 3 parts loaded was making for home after 12 at night. At the foot of his lane where forest he remained, a figure appeared there clothed all in white. "Good night, sir," said Kelly, but got back no answer. The figure remained just as still as a post. "You look like a boxer that's rusted for fighting," but never a word got he from the ghost. Well, he took off his coat and he rolled up his shirt sleeves. "Come on now, me bruiser," he spoke up quite clear. And the figure in white put his head through a shutter with a left-handed smack to the butt of his ear. "One for you," cried out Kelly, half stunned with the tumble. He then made a butt, and his head struck a post. His lower and top teeth tumbled out on the street with a terrible dart that he got from the ghost. Well, by this time, poor Kelly was feeling quite sober. The ghost left and right his 2 cannons let fly. He fell down on his knees with a face like soft cheese. "Will you call off the fight while I look for me eyes?" Then the figure moved off and the fight it had ended. Poor Kelly, half stunned, put his hat on his head. He crawled to his door and did humbly implore for his wife to assist him upstairs to his bed. Well, he then told his wife how he'd fought with a stranger as strong as a bull, yet a girl almost. And she told her husband his wonderful danger, saying, "Kelly, me man, you've been fighting a ghost." 'Twas Kelly's wife dressed in white for to keep him from drinking. She gave him a beating and left him for dead. And he got such a fright, he won't stir after night, but right after supper goes straight off to bed.